Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
It's Paul Hamilton.
That's what they called me in college, was the bone.
He has the facts to back up his opinions.
People ask me, well, how are the Sabres going to, are they going to win tonight? I don't have a clue.
On WGR Sports Radio 550.
Quick hat tip to the 8-bit version of Dancing Queen that airs on Paul's intro, or this one of his clips. Let's put the 8-bit Dancing Queen behind the announcers screaming at Paul's dirty hit.
See how that goes.
Yeah. See if that's a fit.
Yeah.
Dynamic kickoff. I thought of it just too late. And thank you to the people who also reminded me. That's what it was called last year. The dynamic, because it was a word we made fun of.
Thank you to those people kickoff. Out there that weren't just being jerks about it like I was.
The dynamic kickoff. I don't know if it was really that dynamic, but
we appreciate y'all out there.
Paul Hamilton with us on the West Her Hotline. Paul, your thoughts on the kickoff changes the NFL has made. We're now going to punish teams for touchbacks even more this year. If I kick a touchback, you get to start at your 35. What do you think of this?
I wish Paul right now could activate a dial tone.
I'm genuinely interested in his opinion on this.
Well, since you just hit me with it right now, I haven't really had a chance to think about
it.
I tend to, especially last year, I was so confused with everything. I actually had to see it more than one time. I'm like, what are they doing? You know, I couldn't really even imagine it in my head what they were doing until I got to see it in action.
I didn't think it was going to have the desired result, and I was obviously wrong because it did. Kickoffs did go up, and I would expect will go up some more. Now with the new the new adaptations to the dynamic rules.
So I'm ready for it.
Yeah.
All right, here we go, Paul. The Stanley Cup Finals, Florida at Edmonton this time. How do you feel about the appeal of a rematch? It was a great series last year, so I would think star power, that history, there's a lot to like about this matchup.
Well, at least if you're the NHL and you're trying to sell it, and they're always trying to sell hockey to the U.S., if you have to have a Canadian team, at least you have McDavid. I mean, so that that you've got the star player in the game playing. I don't know. Are they delighted Edmonton's in or aren't they? Are they delighted that they're able to show off their
Good
star
question.
Player? In McDavid, or are they upset because it's not an American market?
Right. Would they rather have the LA Kings,
Dallas,
the New York
Dallas,
Rangers,
whatever.
Or even the Sabres? I mean, the Sabres draw well as far as ratings go. I don't know. I don't know what they would say, whether it's McDavid or would they rather have a U.S. team.
It's a good question.
Yeah, I think it is, and it's a fair question to ask, considering how much the markets do seem to can seem to matter. But I'm excited for the league to have the opportunity, and really it's McDavid to be showcased like this again. Like I think on the heels of the Four Nations. I don't know. I haven't really paid attention to what the TV ratings have been reported as for these playoffs. So I don't know if they are riding a wave of momentum or anything. I know I saw a clip of the NBA commissioner talking about the world, you know, the world versus U.S. in the NBA All-Star game, in part based on how successful Four Nations was for the NHL, which is a nice compliment to the NHL for sure, in my opinion, have another league that's been more successful media-wise copying you or using you as a template. But McDavid, if more people are under the tent because of Four Nations, McDavid being here, I think, could be a real opportunity for the league, provided he doesn't just get smothered.
Yeah, if you're a real hockey fan, I mean, I'm looking forward to it. I'm delighted this is the matchup. I mean, I think this is the, for me, even though it's a repeat from last year, I think this is the best matchup you could have, you know, this year. And, you know, I like Dallas too, but I you know, the way Edmonton's been playing and the improvement that both teams have shown this year, as a hockey fan, I think this is a great matchup to have.
Do you feel like McDavid needs a championship to sort of validate his standing in the sport? I mean, he is unquestionably the best player in the league, but he doesn't have one yet, and they lost in Game 7 last year. Is this, you know, I'm not saying he won't have more chances, but, like, is it a void? Does it keep him from being mentioned with Lemieux and Gretzky and the other guys that are on Mount Rushmore?
I think there are people that do feel that way. I'm not one of them, and I'll use Jim Kelly and Thurman Thomas and Bruce Smith as examples. I don't look at them as any less because they didn't win any Super Bowls. I think what they accomplished to win four AFC championships in a row is phenomenal in that. So I've never felt that way. I consider Jim Kelly, you know, a champion and a Hall of Fame player and one of the best, not the best, but one of the best that played the game. And it doesn't affect how I think of him just because he didn't win a Super Bowl. So it wouldn't affect how I think of Josh Allen if he never wins a Super Bowl. You know, he's had a...
Quit being so negative, Paul.
Actually, I'm being positive. I think they, you know, I think that they are great players. And in my mind, I consider them great players. I consider, you know, Josh Allen's not in the Hall of Fame, but there's no question in my mind that I think he will be. And, you know, I've never thought less of them because they didn't win championships.
I'm still thinking about the Edmonton question, and I guess I have to say, I think you really have to, like Paul says, I'm a hockey fan, I'm into this. I think you kind of have to be there already on some level to get to, well, this guy's that good, I got to see it. Because I still think most casuals may not even really see it, see the difference. I mean, I'm sort of this when it comes to the NBA, and it's hard to get me to the NBA. And I'm not a hater or anything. It's just like there's too many other things, and it's hard to get me to the NBA. And, you know, you've got an MVP who's putting down a tremendous postseason. I haven't thought about watching a game, though. Like, so I think you have to have most people would have to have some starting point, Paul, with hockey. And then, okay, well, the McDavid piece alone is great, and the fact that it's a rematch is great from a top series. Then I think, you know, there is room for a certain group, you know, number of fans that are kind of in the middle to come over. I just don't think it's a huge number.
And if the Four Nations matters at all still, Tkachuk was a star in that too.
Yep.
So, and he's on the other side of this. So that works.
USA too. Canada in a way it's kind of a rematch.
Yeah.
From that tournament.
Yeah.
So, okay.
No, it definitely is, and just the intrigue, I find it intriguing that somehow or another a Canadian team has not won the Stanley Cup since 1993.
I know.
I find that amazing.
Me too.
You know, and that it's still going on, but the opportunity is here again for a Canadian team. Now, the Oilers haven't won it since 1990. It was the Montreal Canadiens that won it in 93, but that's crazy that it's been that long since a Canadian team has won the Stanley Cup.
Calgary's been to the finals. Of course, Edmonton has been to the finals more than
once.
Montreal has been to the finals. Ottawa has been to the finals in 07. Not the Leafs. Vancouver has been to the finals, 94.
The Sabres
and the Boston
team
year.
That got in the Leafs' way. That was the Eastern Conference final.
99. Mm-hmm.
Didn't Ottawa get there again? Did they get there again with Carlson? I'm trying to remember.
No.
No, they beat. Yeah, okay.
They lost to Pittsburgh.
They lost to Pittsburgh in the conference
seven
final.
Seven game okay. semi, maybe?
Okay.
Overtime?
Okay, yeah.
But, yeah.
Okay.
No wins.
Vancouver got to a couple of finals.
Vancouver, too.
A long time ago.
Yep.
That's who the Rangers beat when they broke their their long streak of
mm-hmm.
no cups.
Mm-hmm. Who should win?
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Oh, I don't know. I'm going to say it again. I know I said it in the Dallas-Edmonton series and was wrong, but I'm expecting seven games. Stuart Skinner's a wild card. I mean, when he's playing well, which he has a lot of the time recently in this year's playoffs, not to start. He actually lost his job to start, and it took an injury to put him back in net. Now he's going great. But you just don't know what you're going to get from him. I think you know what you're going to get from Bobrovsky. You don't have to really worry about the Florida Panthers goaltender. You used to have to, but not anymore. So I think that's where the edge is right there. Is if Skinner is still red hot, well, now that's even. You know, but if he's not and he could be anywhere on the spectrum, I think that's a big advantage for Florida.
The thing about Edmonton, Paul, that has really shown through during these playoffs is just how much I think that they went to school on how they had to play on playing Florida last year and what they were going to have to do. And I did not see that coming as the regular season went on. I did not realize, I guess I didn't watch them closely enough to know that they had this sort of shutdown gear. Mm-hmm. But they were smothering in that series against Dallas and Vegas to an extent, too. And that is, you know, that might not be the most entertaining. You know, if you're casual and coming in for McDavid flying up and down the ice, you'll get some of that. But, man, the back ends of these games, if they've got a lead, they are just taking the air out of everything.
Well, they finally realized it. How long did it take? I mean, look at what it took for Tampa Bay to realize that they had to get swept in the first round by the Columbus Blue Jackets. And they're looking at each other like, wait a minute, look at the team we've got here. How did that happen? Well, they figured it out. It wasn't the star players. They kept their star players, but they redid maybe their bottom six guys and figured out what they had to do to mix in with those star players. And then all of a sudden they win a couple of cups. And I think Edmonton went to school last year. I mean, don't forget, Edmonton had to make that big comeback, which is great. I give them credit for doing that, but they got themselves really behind the eight ball. They probably could have won the cup if they wouldn't have got so far behind in the series.
3-0.
And then, yeah, and then come storming back, but they couldn't get it done in the end. So Florida finally prevailed.
Well, Paul, turning the page here, because, you know, flip a coin on this series as far as I'm concerned.
Yeah, me too.
Has there been any word at all, I'm guessing no, about anything about Jarmo Kekäläinen talking? Like, are we going to get anything, or do you think it's that he's hired and, like, that's it, and they're just on to the draft?
I don't know. I can't guess with these people. I don't know.
But there's been no word. Like, there's nothing in the pipeline.
I don't know why you wouldn't. I think many feel this is a positive thing. So I would think maybe you would want to capitalize on that. And maybe they're going to. I don't know.
Yeah. Okay.
See, I'm talking like, I don't know. All of a sudden, I may get a release tomorrow saying he's going to be talking or whatever. So I don't know. I can't say yes, mm-hmm. they are, no, they aren't. It's just, you know, I don't know how they roll sometimes. And in this one, I don't know what to tell you.
All right. We'll let you go. Thanks, Paul. Enjoy the finals.
Okay. Take care.
All right. That's our Paul Hamilton on the Western Hotline. And his appearances are always brought to you by Equitable Advisors. Planning for your future is about more than just money. Let Equitable be your guide. And by Relax Honda. Relax, we got this.
I mentioned that stat earlier about the 14 seasons in Bills history where a player ran for 10 mm-hmm. touchdowns, including last year where two players did it, Cook and Allen. I just remembered why I brought it up.
Okay.
I was playing Immaculate Grid. I guess it would have been yesterday, last night maybe. I think this was yesterday's grid. And one of the columns was 10 rushing touchdowns for a team. It was maybe the Saints. One of them was the Saints, the Rams, and another team, Kansas City maybe. And so, you know, on that game, you're trying to be, you know, you're trying to not come up with the most obvious guy, I think. That's, you know, you could play it that way, but I'm trying to
right.
come up with somebody less obvious who ran for 10 touchdowns for a team. And I had a very hard time because guys I was thinking of, like, didn't do it. Mm-hmm. And that just wasn't a stat that I really had in, you know, under control there.
Right.
For the Saints,
it's all right. When you ticked off the list, yeah. one of the first names you said was Travis Henry, and I would have been sitting here until next week before I remembered that Travis Henry was on the Bills. Like, I not that he had some great career elsewhere, I just forgot about him entirely. Travis Henry, oh yeah, he was really good for a couple of years.
He did get around in more ways than one. He did play for a few teams though. He played for Tennessee, played for Denver, right? Travis Henry, two seasons of over or 10 or more rushing touchdowns for the Bills.
Right.
There were four players.
All I'm saying is his best seasons were here, I think, in his career. And the way I said that could have made it sound like he's better known for something
yep.
else. And that's not the case. Anyway.
Those were the only other two teams he was on.
Right.
1,200 yards for Tennessee in 2006.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay, well, he had 1,400, I think, in the 2 years here. But
yep.
That's pretty. I would not have guessed that he had that many rushing yards there.
For the Saints, I went with Reuben Mays, thinking, "Oh, that guy had to have 10 rushing touchdowns." He did not.
Did you? So you tried that? It didn't work.
Right.
I was thinking George Rogers might have been a good guess.
Maybe. Yep. Yeah, I would guess that that's right. I did. I don't know. Dalton Hilliard is a yes for the Saints, but not Reuben Mays. Once I get one wrong, I'm kind of done.
Yeah.
I can't have the perfect score, the perfect 9 for 9. So I kind of give up after that.
Sorry, just looked it up. Googling George Rogers, his rookie year, 13 rushing touchdowns. He had 18 for Washington in 1986.
Okay.
18?
Okay.
Whoa.
I want to see that now myself.
I was not. I'm at Pro Football Reference,
yeah, yeah.
just so you know. I'm not
look
at ESPN.com. I know.
All grown up.
It's what came up when I Googled him, and I'm like, okay, there we go. I'm looking for his stats. 18 rushing touchdowns?
Wow.
That's
that team. That team went to the NFC Championship and lost to the Giants, maybe 17-0, some score like that.
Wow.
The next year is the end of his career, and it's Timmy Smith
yeah.
in the Super Bowl for Washington. All right. George Rogers, welcome to the show. As a rookie, 378 rushes. How did you not mention that?
Yeah.
378 carries.
1,674 yards, by the way, if you want it. But yeah, wow.
What a 24 year. A game? 24 carries a game, yep. Or thereabouts?
23.6, yep.
We will talk football with, we did talk football with Ian Harditz of Fantasy Life. We'll have that conversation for you next. Mike Schoep and the Bulldog, WGR.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.